It's Thursday, June 21st, and you're listening to The Geek at Geek News Central, show number 775, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Save 25% on a one-year fourth-generation hosting account by using the promo code NAB. Get $1.99 per month economy hosting for 3 months by using the promo code 199GEEK. Hey, Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Hey, everyone, you know what comes next? Yes, we've got a great show for you tonight. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Todism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central, coming to you as live as it can be from the beautiful state of Hawaii via the Geek News Central studio overlooking greater Honolulu. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran, and of course, I want to encourage you to get over to geeknewscentral.com. Check out all our great content over there. Of course, check out our archive podcast available via the podcast link. Hey, when you're over on the website, it's simple. All you do is you go to the second column of the website. You'll find a place there to subscribe to iTunes. Via iTunes or Zune or the just a standard RSS feed. There's a link on the page for the newsletter. The newsletter gets you really right in deep. And basically, you get an email from us immediately following the show with the complete show notes. So definitely check that out. Don't forget that we have the complete list of show notes over at gncshownotes.com. They're not kept on the main Geek News Central website, but there's always a link from the actual podcast link. Hey, want to give a warm welcome, very, very warm welcome to all of our audience members, wherever you may be tuning in, listening, watching, however you may be catching the show. I know that we're tracking over 100 devices, over 100 devices that are basically being used to consume this show. And we want to thank you for being part of the family here, being part of the Ohana. And of course, here in Hawaii, Ohana means family. We want to welcome you to the Geek News Central family. Well, I tell you, it's real easy to connect with me on the show, and we can do it several ways. Twitter, at Geek News, and really that's a quick way to get a shout out to me. Of course, you can email me really anytime, and we'll copy your comments or read your comments right here on the show. So geeknews@gmail.com. And of course, our voicemail hotline is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your calling pleasure at 619-342-7365. All you gotta do is ring that baby up, blaster away at me and let me know what you love, what you hate, what you think different. Send me an opinion, whatever it may be. Of course, keep that in mind. Hey, we want to thank our sponsors here of the show tonight. One of our main sponsors, of course, is GoDaddy.com. Been a long sponsor here of the show at Geek News Central, and they do a lot of great things for us. Help me keep the lights on and really kind of keeping the show moving forward and doing what we do. And yes, putting food on the table as well. So we want to thank GoDaddy.com for being a longtime sponsor here. And you can support the show really by going over there and becoming a customer of GoDaddy and using all their great products and services. We've had some running great deals going on, of course, and we've got this 25% hosting deal on plans 12 months or more by using that promo code NAB, and that's a great way to save some money. But we got a quick one, too, and all you really got to do is, if you want to get a real inexpensive economy hosting, using that new promo code 199GEEK, and then 199GEEK will get you $1.99 a month economy hosting for 3 months. And then when you get ready to renew that, go back and use one of my other codes. Of course, you can find all my GoDaddy promo codes at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. That's where they all reside. So definitely want you to get over there and check them all out. We want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at the show. And thank you for your continued support of them as we do this show. All right, let me go ahead and just kind of run you down on what's going on here. Packing a suitcase. We're heading to Texas Saturday night. And so I'll be down there doing two road shows. So look forward to bringing those to you from Texas. We're taking the green screen. So if everything works out good, using our new high-definition mobile broadcast studio, which actually did a little upgrade to it tonight. I've been corresponding back and forth with Black Magic Design. I've been talking with some folks at another manufacturer, and we kind of come up with another device. And I'll be updating my blog post on what we changed out. And it really is going to be cool because what we found with that that mobile broadcast studio is that the lip sync situation is even worse than, of course, any time where you have a microphone and a camera going in two different circuits, just the speed of light and electronics and delay and everything else goes on, there's usually 2-3 frames where there's an offset. So usually audio's leading video. And so what you have to do is basically adjust it. You have to adjust 2 or 3 frames on the editing to get that lip sync done completely right. So many times if you're watching a live stream, sometimes the lips will be just a little bit off from what the host is actually saying. And it can be a little bit annoying, especially if you've got it blown up big. But in post edit, we fix that. But what we've found is an audio delay that is something I could incorporate into the mobile broadcast system. So what's going to happen, I think, is even on the road, I'm going to be able to adjust that sync, and we're going to be able to delay the audio far enough on the stream where it looks like it's, you know, it's going to be married up. So about 100 microseconds is usually milliseconds is the amount, but just, you know, human eye is pretty good on seeing that delta. So anyway, did some upgrades to it. So we're ready to go. Box is packed away. Everything's ready to rock and roll. We've got an electrician coming to the house Saturday. My wife has wanted a whole bunch of stuff done, moving some ceiling fans, putting some ceiling fans in, putting some ceiling, I call them mood lights, but putting some can lights in and a whole bunch of other stuff. So electricians are going to be attacking this place very early Saturday morning. So what we're going to do is we're going to, as always, Saturday morning tech show will be starting at 6 a.m. Honolulu Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern. We're going to have a great show for you. So definitely if you're awake and you're out of bed and you're having a cup of coffee, you can join us. We try to have that show obviously early enough for those of you in the lower 48 can enjoy it. But that's going on there. And then Jeffrey Powers and I have a tech podcast roundtable to put together. We've got one of those we're due to put out. So we got to get some topics together. My live stream portable box is supposed to be delivered tomorrow by either UPS or FedEx. And I may not be here to sign for it. So I'm a little bit hoping that I'm going to be able to intercept that when the driver comes. And just hoping we can make the connection because I know they're going to make me sign for that thing. But I want to take that with me when I head out. We can play with that in Texas. Okay, what I want to do is I'm going to put out a challenge for all you guys. And I've got to, well, what I did today was I loaded and we're going to get into tech here in a few minutes, but on my iPad, you know, something we've never done on this show is like play jingles. We've never had like a jingle player where I can play something that is an alarm or, you know, any type of little jingle. So what I've got is I've got an iPad application here called Soundboard, and there's 32 spots. And we got to fill all 32 spots with some jingles. So here's a key. These things have to be licensed. If you find an audio jingle, I have to make sure that, number one, I can play them without getting into copyright issue. And, you know, you can find stuff at Pond 5. If you feel like buying or providing me with a homemade jingle, we'd love to put them in the system here so that when we're doing the show, we can have a little fun with that. But I figure that's really the easiest way to do that. And I have the iPad sitting right here and we can just tap it into the audio system and we can play those. So if you want to do that, what I'll do is I'll give away a couple prizes to some of the most original ones. So we definitely want those of you to help us out. And again, I got 32 spots. And if I get more than 32, then we'll have to figure out how we're going to categorize them. But I'll let you guys kind of help drive that and we'll have a little fun with the show. If there's an audio clip you've heard in the show sometime that you kind of like, that you want to use, you can cut and, you know, make that into a shorty and send that over. But generally they have to be, you know, 2-3 seconds, 4 seconds really max is really what you want there. Otherwise, they get kind of annoying. and not super loud either. So we can, and if they need to be loud, then we'll make them loud, but just kind of do a mid-level pull on them. Also, we need to get some graphics going for the Ohana caster back there. I don't know what happened to our listener that was going to send some over, but need to get some graphics in there. And if anybody's feeling creative, we need to fill those two screens with something. And who knows, maybe at some point we'll just start bringing up people's websites or something. I don't know. But, you know, we use those on Saturday Morning Tech, and we'll have those up. For those of you listening, of course, it's the two monitors that are behind me that are basically sitting there with default space pictures from what's, I think it's the default one that the Mac Mini loads when you first build it up. This afternoon, of course, my wife is like, hey, we got to empty the attic. And we live in a single-story home. And, you know, I have all the stuff for CES. Basically, there's like 17 boxes up there for, you know, there's a mixer, there's the sound systems, there's the cables, there's, you know, everything essentially we use for CES is packed up. Or if I have a gig, we bring that stuff out and I go somewhere and do with it. But she's like, we got to bring all that stuff down and plus everything that's up there. So, you know, I got Christmas, Halloween, Thanksgiving stuff, you name it, is up. It was up there. So I told my son, come on. And we emptied the attic. And all I can say is, I'm surprised I didn't find Jimmy Hoff up there. Oh my God. You know, I haven't been here in this house that long, but it was full. So we're like, garage sale, garage sale, garage sale, Craigslist, 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 Craigslist. So we're going to be, if you live here in Honolulu, there's going to be some cool stuff put up on Craigslist. So we'll be talking about, I'll get those up here in the next day or two. So, hey, I do want to just make a comment. And no one's really said anything about it on the show. I haven't read any feedback. But please, if you're listening to Robot Underpants, it is not child safe. Langley has been putting some stuff on there recently that is a little bit beyond what we would normally have on the website. I'm going to have to drop him an email and really kind of evaluate whether or not Robot Underpants is going to stay on Geek News Central. It is definitely not safe for work. Okay. So just be aware of that. If you're, watching Robot Underpants or listening to it at all, be aware of that. Now, of course, the rest of the shows, Gadget Professor, Saturday Morning Tech, the Chrome Show, all completely family safe. But, I saw a couple links Langley had provided in Robot Underpants on the last show. And I was like, yeah, definitely, not necessarily what I want on the website. So, anyway, just so you're aware, and, you know, Langley's out there, lives in San Francisco, he's doing cool things, but sometimes when they get three or four people on a chat session in Google Hangouts, it goes a little bit beyond what we need for Geek News Central. So, anyway, that's that on that. Okay, let's take care of the last little business here, and then we'll get into the full tech show tonight. And as always, you know, it's like 100 degrees. I was talking with my mom today. She was driving out to Virginia. My sister's doing her final move to Michigan this weekend. And she's like, summer is here. And, you know, people are on vacation, enjoying, you know, just enjoying the summer, getting out and about. You know, we're the same here. We're getting out. We're going to the beach more. You know, we're just doing the more summer type things. And yes, we kind of, align to it too, even though summer is always summer here in Honolulu. But, you know, many of us can be spending more time working from home or, you know, again, while traveling. So getting everyone together when you're trying to do a business meeting is sometimes tough. You know, it really, really is. But it's not tough if you have GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. You know, GoToMeeting lets you host meetings with clients and colleagues and have great business meetings face-to-face. Doesn't matter where you're at. Now, here's the key. You basically, all you need is a webcam to turn your online meetings into a group HD video conference. So, you know, I've got a webcam right here on my desktop that I use with GoToMeeting, just a standard Logitech webcam, nothing special. It is a little, you know, it does do 16:9 in the aspect. You don't have to even have that. But, you know, launching the meeting right here from my office, I can have conference calls with people and just have this great online session and do collaboration and so forth. And then folks that are mobile or somewhere out, maybe on vacation, they can really join from a computer as well, or use their iPad or iPhone or an Android device. And all they got to download is the free app. And, you know, here's the best part. I've been promoting GoToMeeting for a long time. It is an essential business arsenal tool that I use. It's something that is, matter of fact, it's probably open more into meeting sessions than is closed, and especially living here in Hawaii and having to deal with folks back in the mainland. So as a listener of this show and a viewer of this show, you can try GoToMeeting with HD Faces free for 30 days. You know, all you got to do is visit GoToMeeting.com. And, you know, when you get over to GoToMeeting.com, it's a piece of cake, folks. It's simple. Once you get there, all you got to do is click on the Try It Free button, and that loads a page, and you're going to enter your name and email address. And then the very important thing is you're going to enter the promo code. There's a little blue box on here. You click on it, and you don't forget to put that promo code podcast in there. Okay, that gets us credit. And then you're going to download the free app and get free 30-day use out of it. And best thing yet is I've got a great promotion for you, is they're giving away 8 new iPads right now on Facebook. And all you have to do is visit their Facebook page, like the GoToMeeting page, then you can enter to win an iPad. And you can refer a friend. If they win the iPad, so do you. And you check it out, like the GoToMeeting on Facebook, and you could end up using it on your new iPad. And I hope you win, and don't forget to try GoToMeeting free today. And really, it's simple. You know, I'm telling you, using it on the iPad is simple. And let me actually close this out. And, well, let me see where it's at. Right there's the app. Well, it's hard to see it, but, you know, I set my iPad up, no matter where I'm at, to join a meeting, and the camera works, and I can see folks right in the call, right from the screen. It gets obviously smaller on a mobile phone, but works real good on the tablet. So anyway, definitely give it a try, and we appreciate it if you do. Okay, let's go ahead and move off. Let's get into the actual full tech we've got for tonight. Hey, I want to thank everybody for being part of the family here. Hey, and don't forget it all. Let me make this switch. Don't forget that you can watch this show live when we're up live at live.geeknewscentral.com. Of course, we have the embed on the website at geeknewscentral.com as well. But don't forget that we're live there when we're doing the live show. I know it's kind of hard for many of you because it's in the middle of the night when we're recording the show. I got a stack of stuff for tonight. I mean, it was a busy, busy news day. But no, I don't worry. The island that I live on was not purchased from underneath. As we know, Oracle chief Larry Ellison has bought a Hawaiian island. And I was kind of surprised when I heard this. The governor came out and said, he's a big believer in the ecology and water and preserving, everything. But he bought the 141 square mile lanai. And it's known as the Pineapple Island. It's obviously Hawaii's smallest publicly accessible. Now, it's not the smallest, but it's the smallest publicly accessible island. The Robinson family has got the other island to the north, and that's a whole different weird deal. But Lanai is home to about 3,000 people, and it has several luxury resorts. But a lot of famous people have owned homes on Lanai. But Mr. Murdoch is selling, and Mr. Otis of Lanai since 1985 through the private company Castle & Cook. And Castle & Cook is huge here in Hawaii. They build, I don't think this is not a Castle & Cook house, but the one across the street is, and they just own everything, and they're rich. But so it's kind of made the headlines here, but don't worry. I'm cool. I'm in Oahu, so it's no big deal. But maybe we'll be seeing him around. Maybe he'll be joining us here in Oahu. We're flying through. Seems like every time I'm flying, I see a politician versus a celebrity. Of course, I probably wouldn't know a celebrity if I seen one. I don't watch that much regular TV per se. Hey, you know, I have to, I had a question on email. Some folks have been seeing on my desk that I've got an old iPod sitting on my desk, and they say, well, why is that sitting on there? Is that just like a Is that a paperweight, or what's the reason for it? And, you know, part of it's sentimental because this show, you know, really when we started doing the show, this was the device that you all were listening to the show on. And really this device is what was responsible for launching Raw Voice and everything else when they added podcasting support to iTunes. So it's kind of sets there, and it's basically kind of my piece of humility, I guess. And I, you know, it sits there and I have my hand on it from, you know, basically where it sits. And it just reminds me that don't forget where you came from, brother. And let's keep down to earth. And, a couple of you had asked that from time, cause sometimes it's over here on the side, but it's generally right up here by the TriCaster control. But let's switch gears here to talk about Windows. You know, they announced the slate earlier, actually, the new computers earlier in the week. We talked about that on Monday's show. But now, of course, they've made some huge announcements with Windows Phone 8. And, you know, I'm just going to have to stop for a second and say I'm proud of what Microsoft is doing. You know, they have played second fiddle to everyone else for such a long time. And they're getting, and I don't know if it's just because, you know, I haven't had the chance to really play with a Windows phone too much, and I get to see one from time to time, but really everyone is like raving about this new Windows 8 phone. And they're just, you know, everyone thinks this is going to be the cat's meow and it's going to give, you know, old Apple a run for the money. And, you know, the main thing was it's so flexible. No start screen on any two Windows 8 phones are going to be the same. They're going to, you know, everyone's going to have a little different configuration. I think that's going to make it cool because, you know, what happens with all of us that have an iPod, right? You turn it on, you flip the little dinghy, and it generally comes up to the same page. We all have the same stupid page that comes up unless, you know, the only difference is a background generally. But the same, you know, set of apps are usually right there on the front screen. But, you know, at least with the Windows Phone 8, you're going to be able to really personalize this thing to a high degree. And there's a great video here. And, of course, some of you are getting 7.8 as an upgrade for those of you that already have Windows Phone 8. But they passed 100,000 apps, which, you know, if you can't find a few apps there to support you, then nothing will. But, you know, great write-ups. And of course, all the Windows blogs are cheering, as you would expect. But, you know, I'm kind of go looking around for some of the folks that are usually big Apple folks that are always, you know, Apple, Apple this, and Apple, Apple that. And you know, they're actually talking nice about what Microsoft has been announcing. But so here's some of the reasons why Windows Phone 8 is going to be one of the more impressive additions to the mobile space. Dual and quad core support. It's going to have near field communications. You're going to be able to put this thing over a checkout counter and pay for something. Of course, it's got the new smarter start screen. And it's going to shift to the NT kernel. Now, that's kind of an interesting move if you think about that. That's pretty big. It really, really is. And Forbes is talking about it's they may even have their own branded tablet. They may have their own design one in order to compete potentially with Apple. And here's another thing. It expects HD. And that's going to be good. It's going to have deep Skype integration. Nokia Maps, I'm not so sure about that. They're going to have remote management. So in other words, if the enterprise buys these, if you get a phone from your employer and they're a Windows system, you know, a Windows-based system, they're going to be able to manage it. And, you know, let the IT guys do that. On-device encryption. And the user experience is all about user control. So I think it's going to be good. I really, really do. Now, if they've actually kind of come out with their own phone and do like they've done with these Windows tablets, I think not tablets, but well, tablet slash computer, you know, the whole nine yards. I think it's going to be big. I really think it is. And, you know, with Surface, you know, the only thing I think that they really messed up on the Surface tablet is they're saying that that is only going to be Wi-Fi at first. And that kind of makes me go, oh, crap. You know, because if you're going to be able to use this as a tablet and a computer, when it's in tablet mode, you're going to want that baby to be connected to Verizon or AT&T or Sprint. You're going to want to have it. You're not going to want to go looking for a Wi-Fi connection or an adapter to hook into someone's network. You're going to want to be able to do stuff on this. So if they blow this and don't put a chip in it, in other words, they don't put a mobile chip in it, I think they're really going to hurt themselves from a utilization standpoint. And I may have to wait. I think it's a mistake, really, for them to not put something in there. Most of us that are in business, most of us are on the go. You know, we're paying for data plans as it is. You know, you just put a date, you put a system, you put a chip in there, and you make it available to be, you know, you want to hotlink it. Basically, you want to be able to have a hotspot. You can do that with that. So we'll see what happens. But I'm hoping that they, when the Surface comes out, that they're not going to limit it to Wi-Fi. Now, what made me really happy today was I saw a rumor. Of course, there's always rumors coming out over on AppleInsider.com. But here's the word. Foxconn is rumored to begin receiving Apple television LCDs in Q3 of 2012. The rumor is that Sharp is set to begin delivering LCD TV panels to assembler Foxconn in order to begin building Apple television sets. Now, you know, Foxconn bought a 10% stake in Sharp in March worth $808 million. And, you know, I think that prompted speculation here. You know, would the holiday launch of an Apple TV make you guys pretty excited? I mean, if I get giddy when I hear about this. And we know that Sharp is already a supplier of Retina displays for the new iPad. So, you know, this is what's going to happen. You know, just let's face it. Whatever TV they come out with, it's not going to be 1080i. It's going to be a 2K or better television. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, if they're going to make all their Retina laptops and they're going to have Retina displays on the iPad, I see no reason why they would not have a Retina display. And, of course, if they can go that big with their televisions. So, some have suggested that Sharp has a new indium gallium zinc oxide, IGZO, that may make a nice match for the Apple television. So, we'll see. We'll see where this goes. I'm just going to keep my fingers crossed. But Q3, so we're here. This is June. That's soon. So, that means if they're going to do a Christmas launch, they have to do it before Thanksgiving. And that means they're going to have to make an announcement 2 or 3 months to give developers time to make apps for it. So we'll see. We'll keep our eyes open on this. And you guys know that I can't wait. I really, really can't. All right. Let's talk about Kickstarter here a little bit. You know, I've been watching the Kickstarter stuff. Of course, did any of you guys, of course, if you didn't, you were the only person in America that didn't see it today. I'm hearing about this bus monitor in New York that was harassed by these hooligans on a middle school hooligans. I'm going to tell you, if I had, you know, my kids know, you know, that that's unacceptable behavior. But if my kids were, you know, they would have to probably come to my house and arrest me for child abuse because I, I think that I don't think I would do well with what they did to this bus monitor, these kids did. And it just makes you shake your head a little bit. You know, kids are going to be kids. They're going to say stuff underneath their breath, but to continuously taunt and say it loudly and very verbally and against this lady, last I checked, they started a fundraiser for her to basically give her a vacation. I think at this point they raised like $300,000. And they were, the goal was to raise $5,000, but $300,000, I think she can maybe retire. She only makes $15,000 a year. So to pay off some bills, her house and everything else, it's, you know, I think it's fantastic. But it just goes to show you what sites like Kickstarter and these other sites can do for projects. And Kickstarter is pulling back the curtain on the data they have. And this is pretty exciting. Here's some stats. Over $250 million has been pledged to Kickstarter projects. Think about that. $250 million. Over $250 million has been pledged to successful projects. Seven projects have raised more than $1 million. Over 7,000 projects, 13%, have never received a single pledge. That's a little bit scary. 60,786 projects have been launched on the site. Over 4,000 projects are live right now. Now, I've been working on a Kickstarter project. It's not ready. I'm not going to say what it is, because if I say what it is, then someone else is going to go out and do it. But I think it's going to be a good one. I really do. And I'll let you guys will be the first to know when I launch it. But it's one of these things where you got to plan. You got to make sure you got all your ducks in a row. You get one shot at this, you know. And if there's 7,000 projects that have never received a single pledge, you know, it sucks to be on that end of the bargain. Now, my project's not going to be looking to raise $100,000. No, it's not even close. It's a different type of project. And I think it's well attainable. And I'm going to ask a few people just before I launch it what the goal amount should be. And I've got a number in mind, and we'll talk about that when it's time. All right, Reddit. I'm sure many of you have used Reddit, but I would not in 100 years would I have ever considered doing what some of the Reddit folks did at the very beginning. In the early days of Reddit, the community was built up thanks to hundreds of fake profiles created by the site's co-founders. To make the site look populated and diverse, Huffman and Alex Ohanian, the other founder, would submit links of their choosing each time under a new username. He said that, hey, Reddit was founded in 2005. We were embarrassed by the blank space on the front page. He says, if you show up on the site and it's blank, it looks like a ghost town, you leave. So basically, they put some special code in that allowed them to essentially cheat. It's definitely a clever way. But, you know, one way to build a site is have fake accounts. Just kind of surprised me. I guess I didn't think I would ever consider that. It's a little odd to me. It is. But, you know, I guess it worked out for them. You know, they're a good success today. Hey, over on Gizmodo, one thing I like about Google+, and I'm going to be straight up. Usually I'm putting something on Google+ late at night, and I'll hit post, and then I'll read it, and I'll be like, oh, that was horrible. And I'll go back and edit. And sometimes I edit twice, you know, within about 2 minutes, instead of having read it twice before I hit post. Well, Facebook is about to start letting us edit our bonehead comments. Hallelujah. Woohoo, woohoo. I'm like, thank you. Thank you, Facebook. You know, this is great news. This is really great news. And it means that if you flub something, you can go back and fix it. You don't have to repost again. It's fantastic. This is about time. Now, how come Twitter doesn't allow you to do the same doggone thing? Twitter, I want to edit my stuff on Twitter too sometimes, but instead I have to delete the post, repost it again, and make people upset. You know, man, finally. So that's one of the best considerations of a new feature that I've, you know, heard from Facebook in a while. A good one. Many of you, let's switch gears here a little bit. Many of you are getting your computer's clock set by what's called an NTP server. And what it is there's a pool of computers that are public, and they do like a public service, and they allow machines to connect to them and get their clocks updated. So the NTP folks are saying, hey, we need more servers. We need some help. So they want servers in Europe and Asia and South America and Iceland. Even the United States needs more servers as well. And more servers in any countries are welcome. And they got some instructions on how to get involved. So if you got a server laying around in, you know, some off far place in Iraq somewhere that's not being used, considered helping out the NTP by providing some a service for them. All right. Earlier this week, Google has threatened to sue the very huge site, YouTube MP3 conversion site. And I think we talked about this on Monday's show. And folks over at Torrent Freak have the posting. But basically, they say, take this site down or we're just going to sue you into oblivion. That's what's being said. You know, the Google doesn't want folks pulling, basically converting videos into audio files, and people are getting free music off their website. I think it's brilliant, to be honest with you. But this is not the only site. Google is potentially targeting other similar services. And YouTube MP3 owner has informed Google that they do not use an API, but obtains videos by other means, whatever that means. A site called musicclips.net, musictacclips.net, received a letter from Google as well. And here's what the letter says. To whom it may concern, we recently became aware of your service, Music Clips, which is being offered at www.musicclips.net. It appears your website and other marketing materials that Music Clips is designed to allow users to download content from YouTube. We need to ask you to stop offering that functionality. You may be aware that YouTube Terms of Service, which boasts that blah, 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 prohibits the downloading of any video. The site is not occupied by a download link. In addition, your service violates YouTube's API Terms of Service, which is available at blah, blah, blah. For example, API Terms of Service prohibited applications that separate, isolate, or modify the audio or video components of any YouTube audiovisual content may have lived through the YouTube API, as well as applications that store copies of YouTube audiovisual content. Continuing to violate these restrictions may result in legal consequences for you and or your company. So in other words, you shut her down or we're going to come after you with our 500 lawyers. Well, it didn't stop there. Now, the RIAA is threatening CNET and asking CNET to remove software from download.com that performs a similar function. The RIAA is focusing its criticism on CNET, who owns download.com. You know, I almost bought that domain years ago before it was cool to have domain names. They want them to remove the program YouTube Downloader. Go get it, folks. Go get it now before it's gone. The organization also pointed out that there are many other similar applications on the site which can be used to steal content from CBS, which owns download.com. Of course, CNET's policy is that download.com is not in any position to determine whether a piece of software is legal or not. So anyway, they're after them. So this is the new front. They're trying to get rid of the tools and the sites on the internet that you're using to fill your, seems like a lot of work to get some music. It really, really does. Hey, do you know we almost got splattered by an asteroid here a few days ago? Well, they didn't even see this thing until almost the last second. Guess it wasn't very big. But it came close. It's the it's in recorded history. It was the sixth closest encounter of any recorded asteroid. It's called 2012 KT-42, and so they got some video up on the net. I'll have that link up in the show notes for you to check out. As well, hey, any of you have ever had any skin cancer? You know, that's some scary stuff. You know, I had a couple. You know, I grew up in the country, a farm boy. And always had my hand either hanging off the tractor, you know, sitting off the side or in the truck, you know. So always had my arm out the window. So this arm has always got more splotches and stuff on it than other arms. And as you get older, you start watching those splotches to make sure they're not getting weird on you. But apparently, they've come out and are doing some testing where they are treating skin cancer in some test with a patch. Now, this is exciting stuff. It really is. And, you know, what's in this patch is quite a potent cocktail in itself. But the patch is infused with phosphorus 32. It's a radioactive isotope used to treat some types of cancer in a study of 10 patients with basal cell carcinoma located on their faces. The patch was applied for 3 hours, then for another 3 hours, 4 and 7 days later. When the biopsies were taken 3 months after treatment, all 10 patients ranging from 32 to 72 showed no traces of their tumors. And when biopsies were performed again at 6 months, basal cells had only returned to 2 patients. Now, here's the thing. And this is something you got to pay attention to, you sun bunnies out there. You really do. 76,250 cases of melanoma have been already in 2012. Now, here's the scary part. You can die from this. 12% mortality rate. Okay? So, please, if you see something, and I watch, and on my chest, back, etc., and you know, if you don't have a significant other, you know, make sure you get a good mirror and look. But if you see something that's not looking right, you need to go see your dermatologist. Go see your doctor and say, "Doc, what is this?" Now, I had some spots over here on this arm, on my right hand arm, that I had 3 biopsies taken, and they punched out and they were clean. But this will kill you as fast as any cancer out there, especially if you ignore it. But this new patch has potential here, and this is pretty cool. So we'll see where this leads. I don't know where this test was done. Obviously, probably not in the United States because we are so doggone slow. It's crazy. Now, here's the crazy thing. Worldwide, the National Cancer Institute estimated that 2.1 million people were treated for non-melanoma skin cancer in 2006. So, you know, that means every five people being treated for cancer, three of them are non-melanoma. Okay. So, just be aware, you know, keep an eye on your skin, and that's, you know, that's something we all can see. You know, it's the inside stuff that kill us too, but the outside stuff is at least we can see it on us. Okay, let's talk about Time Warner Cable. They've been issued a patent for a method for disabling fast-forwarding on DVRs. Time Warner Cable has won a U.S. patent for a method for disabling fast-forwarding and other trick mode functions on digital video recorders. The patent lists Time Warner Cable principal architect Charles Hesek as the inventor, details how the nation's second largest cable MSO may be able to prevent viewers from skipping TV commercials contained in programs stored on physical DVRs that it deploys to subscribers' homes, network-based DVRs, and even recording devices subscribers purchase at retail outlets. So, are they going to start using this? Are they going to start blocking you from fast-forwarding through stuff that you have DVR'd? If they do, I'm done. I mean, I will literally be D-O-N-E. My time is too valuable, absolutely too valuable, sitting in front of the TV when I'm watching something. You know, if I'm in bed, and I don't have a DVR in the bed, our bedroom, I only have one in the living room. You know, I live through the commercials when we're watching TV in the bedroom, and it's usually 15 minutes before I pass out, you know, and so you really honestly could care less. But really, you're going to stop people from doing that? Can you imagine the pushback? All right, fellas, do you know what is even more difficult than cutting a wire is not seeing a wire? But Craftsman, they have come out with something totally cool. They've come out with lighted pliers. Yes, you heard this. So they've got needle nose, linesman, diagonal are available with LED lights installed that rotates with the jaw so you can always see what you're doing. This is absolutely fantastic. I'm not kidding you. I you know, having been, you know, working on electronics and being in tight places and not being able to see anything for years, you know, the last thing you want to do is cut the wrong cable. This is fantastic. I'm, you know, you think, why didn't they think about this before? And when you see it, you're going to want to go down to Sears and pick up some lighted pliers. Again, Craftsman has these, and I'm sure they have them online, but, you know, that's just like, I'm not a big tool guy, but when I see something like this, all my needle nose, all my diagonal cuts, everything, all those will go in a garage sale. The rest, I will replace my entire set with these. I just, it's done. And if I'd have seen these before Father's Day, I'd have been, hey, honey, you got to see this. And I'd look at a tool. And she'd look at me, you want a tool? You really want a tool? You don't use tools. I'd be like, oh, yes, I gotta have one of these. I have to have one. Please buy it for me. So anyway, funny. Now, speaking of Craigslist, Yard Sale is a new app that helps you rapidly list items on Craigslist. And you simply snap a few photos, provide a short description, and it handles the rest. I like it because you can take a picture, you type in a little message about it, and boom, you send it off. So, very cool. Yard Sale's available. It's free. It's on the iTunes App Store. Found this article over at lifehacker.com. Okay. You know, one of the things that we run into at Raw Voice is the challenge that comes in with supporting multiple set-top boxes and smart TVs. So finally, these groups, these companies have decided to kind of get together. And so what they've done on this past Wednesday, manufacturers LG Electronics, TP Vision, which makes Philips brand smart TVs, sets in a number of territories, announced the formation of the Smart TV Alliance. The group's mission is to create an open HTML-based standard so that application developers can make apps that run across multiple smart TVs. The group says other Japanese manufacturers, Sony, Sharp, are in the process of joining its alliance. And this is fantastic. And the Smart TV Alliance creates a larger playing field, which encourages developers to create more and better TV applications. They've got an API that they've already announced. This is huge, largely because, I'm serious, it's a pain in the butt to have separate code for every device. It's just, it really is. So man your programming code. All right, how many have a dog? I'm sure many of you do. We have one here. My dog, he's getting quite old, but he follows me around everywhere. He doesn't click, 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 click behind me, sometimes to the point of annoyance. But do you let your dog out in the dark? You want to keep an eye on him? You know, it's bright enough around here. I don't lose my dog, but there's a new fluorescent. It's a lighted dog collar. And has motion sensors to automatically turn on the LEDs when the battery section is facing downwards or sideways. And then it turns off the batteries when the dog's motionless. And it's pretty cool. And it's waterproof. And, you know, it sounds like a pretty, it's $50. And your dog can be the most styling dog in the on the street with his own, lighted dog collar, and it's supposed to have it's got Superflex LEDs in it, so it's supposed to last about 150,000 hours, which is cool. All right, another thing too, how many of you are always losing your keys? I mean, me, I'm like, honey, where's my keys? And she's like, right where you left them. Okay, so long as you find your phone, there's a new app called the Hone, H-O-N-E, lets you find your keys up to 150 feet away. And it's a Kickstarter project. Basically, they're raising money to build the little fob that goes on there so that you can find your keys with your phone. Of course, you got to find your phone to find your keys. I wonder if that'll work both ways. All right, fellas that are out grilling, You know, anytime I'm grilling, it's meat only, right? And so, you know, my wife always brings out some broccoli, not broccoli, but getting some vegetables out and so forth. And of course, they always burn. So there's a very cool new. It's called the. It's just basically a set of tools to basically clamp the vegetables so you can easily manhandle them, and you can add this to your barbecue arsenal. All right, and it kind of looks like a hair clip, but it's manly. And we'll hold vegetables. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes. You can check it out. All right. And our last gadget is, everyone has their little toys they like to play with and different things. And some of you want to know what the wind speed is and whatever, you know, if you're out sailing or whatever it may be. But there's an app for that too. You basically plug this in the top of your phone, and it's a little device. It's got a propeller on it. It's all self-contained. And you hold it into the wind, and it tells you what the speed is. It's tentatively available for $59, and it's only available for iOS at the moment. So some pretty cool gadgets for you to check out over at ogizmo.com. I have a link up in the show notes. You know, you got to love Woz. You got to love Woz. You really do. What he did is after Kim.com got released and out on bail, Woz flew down and saw Kim.com and basically said hello and hung out with him, and he basically went on for a visit, and he basically said that basically was totally supportive, and he was involved in the, of course, Woz was involved in the foundation of EFF, and now they're helping mega users get their files back. And when .com said when he gets his assets back, he's going to become a major EFF supporter. So anyway, cool picture. Woz went down and saw Kim.com. And so anyway, it's interesting to see Woz do that, but very cool nonetheless. Now, Kim.com's in the mail or in the news today as well. They've released, or his team or someone he's working with has released, has introduce what's called Megabox. And he goes, what's this? Well, Megabox is a service. And what they've tried to do is put together a music service that's going to allow artists to submit music to it and then let people find it, listen, share it, and buy it. So this is pretty good. He says, the Megabox service will shift the balance of power away from multi-billion corporations to the artists who actually make the music. Artists rejoice, it's coming, and it will unchain you. So I don't have the details beyond that, but we know that they're going to allow the artists to sell their music, and basically they're making a site where people can, artists can get connected with, and it might be one of those services we'll see here in the near future that will have all kinds of music on, and we can bypass just about everyone. Hey, good news on the ACTA. The final Euro Parliament Committee rejected the ACTA 5-0. So that's actually good news. So we'll see what happens now. The final vote is going to be in July, and we will see if the final vote actually ends up having this being defeated in the EU. So basically, all eyes are now on the European Parliament. And we'll see where this vote goes in July. So good news on the ACTA. All right, the Pirate Bay has been blocked by a lot of sources in Europe. BT added some new IPs that the Pirate Bay had up as for people to get around their service. And within minutes of BT adding a couple of IPs to the block list, the Pirate Bay basically disarmed them by adding some more IPs. And the folks at Pirate Bay say, we can do this for years. Don't worry. And there's lots of proxy sites that are out there. And one of the sites that's a proxy site in the UK is getting all kinds of traffic. This is how you get to it. It's the Pirate Bay, tpb.pirateparty.org.uk. And again, the Pirate Bay, tpb.pirateparty.org.uk. So if you're in the UK and you can't get to the Pirate Bay, this is the way to get there. Thanks for Torrent Frank for that. He got a couple articles over here at Geek News Central that was written by our great writers on the team. You know, they're doing a great job. They really are. When you come over to the website and read an article and you get some information out of it, please leave a comment. Let them know that you like what they're doing. Feedback. But Music Service MOG has moved down under. And this was written by Alan Buckingham. Of course, you know, we have writers from the UK, the United States. So, you know, we're all over the place in covering stuff. But with Music Service MOG, which is becoming a real competitor for radio and Spotify, they've launched a service in a land down under. Australian music fans are now have access to all of the MOG library. And if they have Telstra, they'll get a nice bonus thrown in. So this is pretty cool for those of you that may be down in Australia that are listening to the show. You'll definitely want to check it out. I use a plugin at Geek News Central that's called After the Deadline. And all the writers love it. It's a great tool. We can, you know, we can schedule stuff and, you know, people can do notes within that. Well, I guess WordPress bought After the Deadline. And After the Deadline had an update. And of course, now they're telling me I have to install Jetpack, which is the automatics, huge bloated plugin. And, you know, I love After the Deadline so much. I said, okay, I decided to go ahead. And I've got probably 25 plugins running already on Geek News Central. So it's, you know, I've got quite a bit. So I load Jetpack and I've got this as an admin, I can see how much memory is jumped on the actual server. And, you know, the memory just like, boom. I mean, it's this huge jump. Usually when you add a plugin, it's, you know, it's a few K. And this is like multiple megs that it's jumping. And I'm like, what's up with this? This Jetpack is the biggest bloated piece of crap that I have. They push and push and push it on you. Every time I log into the control panel, it says, install Jetpack. And, you know, let me show you guys. Those of you watching, let me just show you how annoying this is. So I'm going to go ahead and log in here. And so let me go ahead and go down to plugins. And boom, right there. Future upgrades after the deadline won't be available in Jetpack. Jetpack connects your blog to WordPress.com cloud, enabling awesome features. I don't want it. I don't want it. I just want the single. I just want the single plugin. I don't want to have to deal with, you know, dealing with all the stuff that this bloated stuff that they have added to this plugin. I really don't understand what they're doing, to be honest with you. But give me just the individual plugins. I'm happy to connect to your cloud. I just don't want your bundle, okay? I vote no for bundling. Do not bundle 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 plugins in a single plugin. It sucks. It really does. And this is where we need a jingle. Todd's soapbox of the day type thing. Hey, Trucker Tom has put up an article on an app that he's using. And it's called RSS Talk iOS app. And he says, you know, he's got endless listening hours. And he says he wanted an RSS reader app that can use text to speech and read articles to me in a nonstop fashion. And he found this RSS Talk. It comes populated with a variety of different mainstream RSS feeds. In addition to the ability to manually add feeds of the user's choosing, it says RSS Talk sells for $1.99 and has very positive user comments. I immediately downloaded the app and gave it a try. He says it works as advertised. The female voice is very clear and natural. It does a great job of just reading articles and completely avoids reading non-article elements that most text-to-speech schemes end up reading, such as formatting tags. He says this is one of those rare apps that brings the best elements of hardware and software together. So this is an app to buy. So, you know, when Trucker Tom says that, oh my goodness, you know, that's, you know, he doesn't recommend stuff very often. I know that Tom listens to this show. Matter of fact, he's going to be, he's going home soon. He hasn't been home in a while. And he's got a Magellan GPS waiting for him to review, to put up on Geek News Central. We're looking forward to hear his review on that. But that's one of the cool things about being a writer here at GNC. We send, when we can, we send product to our writers. And it's one of those fringe benefits along with getting paid to write here. Got skills? Really good skills? Let me know. Hey, Belkin announces a at TV Slingbok SK type of device. So they have unveiled at TV Plus. It's a media streamer that jacks into your home theater. They sent me an email on this today, and I had replied back, you got any review units? And, oh, we don't have any review units yet. We'll let you know when we do. But this is pretty cool little device here, and it's supposedly going to arrive in mid-July, about $150, but it's going to have some of the same function that Slingbox has. If you're a Belkin fan, this is probably be a cool box to pick up versus a Slingbox, all right? All right, moving on down the road here. Let's look at the time. Yeah, we're doing okay. Hey, have you got a 5D, Canon 5D? Well, the firmware has been updated, but Canon is conceding that it's not going to get continuous autofocus for video. That's just too bad. It really is. So if you got a 5D Mark III, they've updated it. So you make sure you get your firmware update. And basically, they've updated it so it supports the new 40mm f2.8 lens and a variety of small power and auto exposure issues as well. So, but, you know, if you don't need to, you know, if you don't have, if you're not planning on buying one of those lenses, it may not be necessary, but there is a few little bug fixes. You know, I'm one of those guys, it drives my wife crazy. It can be 20 degrees below zero, and I usually have a leg or toe sticking out from underneath the sheet when I'm sleeping. It's just one of those things. You just got to have the foot out there to, you know, the temperature regulate. And I'm sure at night my foot moves in and out, but it starts hanging out. Well, I may have a solution. And, you know, it's hot for many of you in the East Coast. You know, you got a heat wave going on right now. So what about a... in between, yes, I'm saying in between sheet fan. Huh, I'm looking at this. It's $99. And let me bring this up on the screen for those of you that are watching. It basically, you know, I don't know how high it'll stand, but it sits beside your bed. And basically you drape the sheet over it. And it moves 680 feet of air per minute. This has got to be cool. And, you got the adjustment that's on your desk stand, and you can adjust the speed on it. But, this to me looks like might be something that first of all, I know what my wife's going to say. No, you can't have that because I'm already cold. If you buy that, I'm going to be more cold. You can't have that. I'm sure that's what she's going to say. So, yeah, if you're not married and you like to stay cool, this might be an option for you. All right, Adobe fixes Flash Player crashing in Firefox finally after 2 weeks. So Adobe's updated Flash Player plugin. So now make sure you get Flash version 11.3. And it's supposed to fix the issue with Flash in Firefox. Of course, today Twitter was down for a big amount of the day. They had all kinds of issues. They had some sort of cascading problem with some new code insertion. And, you know, they say they weren't hacked, but some people said they did hack them. But long story short, Twitter was offline when I got out of bed this morning. And, email, Twitter, and everything else I check right off the bat. All right, use AutoCAD. Use AutoCAD in your company. Hey, listen up. SecureWatch has discovered a worm that targets drawings created in AutoCAD software for computer data design. Apparently, tens of thousands of drawings have been swiped using the malware. It's likely been used as industrial espionage. The worm dubbed acadmedry.a steals files and sends them to email accounts located in China, of course. And you know, these Chinese, they can't build anything on their own. How come they can't get creative and steal everything? You know, why am I surprised? So this thing harvests AutoCAD drawings and sends them back, and it relays the stolen data. But business users in Peru have been the main victims. But they're starting to see some of this show up in the United States. So be, you know, don't make sure that you're you know, your the stuff that you're scanning for is up to date. There's a bunch of stuff online about it, but targeting AutoCAD files. It's crazy. How would you like to turn on your lights with your iPad or your iPhone? How would you like to change the lighting setting? You say, well, that's cool. What do I have to install? What if the dimmer, the control, was in the bulb? So if you're going to cough up $30 for an LED light bulb, you should have buy one that's got some, got a receiver inside, because they've come up with an Android and iOS app, lets you turn off and dim the lights in your home without a dimmer switch. They allow you to do that. It's just as long as it's plugged into the base, it works. This is very, very cool. I saw this. I'm like, whoa, gotta have one. They're called InstaOn. Is the company InstaOn. This is really, really cool. And again, if you're going to cough up the money for the LED light, you might as well buy one of these. Now, I'm sure you can still control it, obviously, with the light lamp switch or a switch on the wall. But this is smart. Bravo to whoever figured this out. Let me just show you guys a picture of this. You know, it shows a guy holding his phone. And basically, the app has a 0 to 100% on off. Shows a different devices in your home. You can label them. Really smart, you know. And you can, you know, I'm thinking to myself, all kinds of utilizations there on this. You know, really is. You know, you saw at some point we'll be able to wirelessly program the lights without any of these stupid programming devices that you have to buy, that you used to buy. Everything is going to be controlled right remotely, wirelessly. You got $100 million laying around. Well, new passenger service to the moon. It's going to cost you $100 million. The Excalibur Almez company has announced it's selling tickets to lunar orbit. Yes, not landing on the moon. The price is $100 million. Your golden ticket will entitle you to a complete astronaut experience, beginning with astronaut training. Of course, if you can afford the $100 million, you can afford to take the time off to go through the training. And they're going to make sure that you can, that you're not going to die on them on the way. But their three-capsule design is approaching its critical design review. So $100 million, you can go to the moon. The rich get richer. You know, that's what the Oracle guy should do. Okay, last couple articles here. Flipboard launches an Android phone. Android app, excuse me. So if you haven't loaded Flipboard yet, you can do so. NetStore has rolled out a Thunderbolt-powered PCIe and storage expansion options for Mac. That's pretty cool. This is talking about industrial type or enterprise level storage stuff. So that's an interesting move here in the Thunderbolt port. Actually, I heard that the folks from Drovo did a Thunderbolt port. A Drovo device as well. I haven't seen the price on that. And Amazon has updated Audible on Windows Phone 7.5, and they've done gesture controls and stuff. There's no voice controls, but the update of the Audible audiobook app is online. All right, let me go ahead here. We're already approaching a time when I need to start wrapping up the show. But what have I got here? Let's look in the email comments tonight. Let's load this up. Let's see here. I got an email here from Jeff. He said, hey, Todd, they're being cagey about it, but Microsoft could be coming out with a Windows phone. We'll see. There's not going to be a Zoom phone, Jeff. Guarantee you that. Got an email from MS Small Biz. He says, starting a meteorite ground in Plains, Colorado make a bit more sense with NRO launching a spy satellite the same day. He says an east-to-west launch, and of course, you guys heard about this. Planes were grounded in Colorado because of a meteorite, quote-unquote. So apparently, they launched a satellite and right around the same time that they shut down the Colorado airspace. Um, hmm. they say that it reached orbit, whatever the NRO launched. So apparently this was the 50th successful launch of a combined Atlas V and Delta IV booster family. Of course, we had coverage of that launch at Geek News Central. But MS Small Biz is saying, is there a conspiracy here? I don't know. I didn't know they grounded airplanes if they saw a meteorite. I didn't know that they did that. I've got an email here from Tim. He says, hey, Todd, Star Wars superfans rebuild Luke Skywalker's crumbling home. We got to look at this. What is this? Oh, my gosh. Wait, do you guys see this? This is over on Fox, of all places. Let me paste that in there. Paste and go. You guys are going to love this. Look at this. Luke Skywalker's crumbling igloo. They rebuilt it. They've restored it. Yeah. Oh, there it is. All painted nice. You know, that's, you got to be hardcore. You know, you have to be hardcore to go and rebuild Luke Skywalker's abode. I guess it was, they shot that in the deserts of Tunisia. And, they said that was the most iconic scene of all six Star Wars movies. 42-year-old Welsh superfan Cooper said they all went on. They went out there and spent like $12,000 to rebuild it. There's a video about it and everything. Hardcore Star Wars fans. Thanks for that, Tim. I appreciate it. Did get an email here from Richard. He says, "Hey Todd, the new MacBook Pro unfixable, unhackable, untenable." Yeah, we've talked about that a little bit here, Richard. Thanks for that as well. Let me see here. Let me look at the date on that email. Yeah, we're good. Hey, Todd, I can't wait until the Microsoft Surface is available. I will definitely, and this is from Steve, I will definitely be purchasing one. I have an iPad 2 that I want at work. I would never pay for it. It's cool, but I prefer something with a more advanced interface like Windows. I also have a MacBook Pro 15 from work. I run Windows 7 on it using VM Fusion. The Mac hardware is great, but I have no use for Mac OS. Love the show. Keep up the great work. Steve in Burlington, Mass. Another email here from Christian. He says, hey, Todd, listening to Podcast 774, you mentioned how your wife is looking at pay as you go. I've been using Virgin for a few years now and just upgraded to a smartphone. It's an LG Optimus 5. It works great for my needs. Going to switch my wife over as well. I also worked through the pricing for switching to Verizon or T-Mobile, and I have the same conclusion as you. You pay more to get the phone up front, but you save money over time. To switch to the new phones increased our bill, would have increased our bills by $20. So thanks for that, Christian, for that. Got an email here from Bree. She says, 35,000 cattle. Unbelievable. That's how it's written out, folks, in the email. She's got an email, our link here to a YouTube video. That'll be up in the show notes. Bree, thanks for that. Haven't heard from you in a long time. How are you? I was in D.C. We should have had dinner. And thanks for listening. I got an email here from Randall. He says, yippee, I can't wait to shell out $8,000 for a touchscreen from Microsoft. It's not going to be $8,000, Randall. It won't. I'm sorry. I know you're a big Apple guy. All right, folks. That's it on the email. Show me some love. Geeknews@gmail.com. All right. That's where to reach me. Twitter me at geeknews. Follow me on Twitter. Tell your friends to follow. Tell your friends about the show. Looking for some graphics. Want to help out? Looking for some sound clips. You want to help out? Become a super fan. Of course, geeknews@gmail.com is the email. Show hotline is 619-342-7365, 619-342-7365. Looking for insiders. You want to be an insider? Let's take this show to the next level. And you can do that by becoming an insider here and supporting the show. We want to thank all of our insiders. All of you are coming with $2, $5, $10, $25 a month. It is greatly appreciated. Thank you for being an insider here and supporting Geek News Central and supporting this what I consider a great show. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm obviously very objective. So everyone, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. And those of you watching the video, how's the lighting? We got the filters in tonight. Put the filters in. I may have to think that one there needs a little bit heavier of one. So at least it takes most of the glare off my shiny forehead where there's no more hair. But thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. We will see you from the heartland of Texas. Next show will probably be about 8 Central time, I would think. Not Central, maybe, yeah, around 8 Central, I think. Be in the heartland of Texas next week for two shows. Are in the Austin area? Let's do dinner Friday. And I'm going to see if we can reach out to Adam Curry and see if he wants to join us. And definitely let's get together. If you're in Austin, let's do dinner on Friday. That's probably the day it'll be best for me to hook up. I don't have a flight out until 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. So we can do breakfast too, if that's an option. But anyway, everyone, thanks. We'll see you next time. We'll see you from the next show in Texas. Everyone take care. Aloha.